Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
Oh,
I'm so Aaron shocked by your behavior.
Oh, by my behavior. I have been very Aaron shocked. I've probably betrayed the community in many different ways.
Have you ever felt your dick move to a picture of him?
No, truly no.
Truly no?
Truly
you can't even
no.
cop to that.
He is so, this is the thing, and this might not make sense to you because he might fit into a certain mental model of what you might like.
You are a bitch.
But truly, so bland.
You think?
So bland. Even just physically, it's like, there's a more interesting version of this somewhere else.
I think you're definitely right. Although I will say, me as a Long Island
I get it.
I am who I am type person.
Uh-huh.
There is no way I'm going to see someone like that and my body at least not respond. But here's what my mind says.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, great.
Because he's very harmful to the community. And we're here to announce that on Las Culturistas
right now.
For the very first time, you're hearing from us. If you were on the fence about Aaron Schock, it's time to jump over that fence,
it's
hon.
It's time to jump over
which
that fence.
Which is what happens with the fence. You have to jump over it because at this point, we're here to say Aaron Schock is... harmful to the community. Aaron Schock is canceled. It's actually rule of culture number 4. Aaron Schock is canceled.
Wow.
Right here and now.
I mean, there's a lot more to talk about with Aaron. We cannot get into it.
Well, can we just say that we turned a corner?
You and I?
Because you texted me and you said, OMG, you were following Aaron Schock on Insta because somebody... an alleged fan.
Oh, this person.
Screenshotted the fact that I was, and I did not remember that I was following on Instagram.
Actually, and this person, if they're listening, and I have no problem putting them on blast. I'm not going to name them, but that was kind of shitty of you.
That was kind of shitty.
You should not have screenshotted it to, what, rub in Matt's face that he did this shitty thing.
That didn't make me feel good.
It didn't make me. Even I was like, "Oh no."
Well, because then it's like, "What are you trying to do? You're trying to make me look bad." Like
the only thing I said was on Twitter, at least, was just all caps Matt.
Yes.
And then I texted you, like, "Were you really following Aaron Schock on Instagram?"
And truly, it must have been one of those things where it's like you follow someone like because they're a car wreck, or you follow someone because you're interested.
Yeah, sure.
Or honestly, maybe I don't know. Maybe it
who
was
knows?
Just a thing of like he made my dick move once, and I followed him. I follow a lot of people with no brain
and
on
bitch,
there who make my dick move.
There you go. And bitch, thank you for owning up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were deflecting it and saying it was for some other bullshit reason, then
no.
I would be like, "Well,
I'm not gonna lie." I have a penis, a working gay penis.
Mm-hmm.
I have a penis. It works and it's gay.
WGT.
It responds to stimuli.
And it's, yeah. Uh-huh.
And oftentimes, that stimuli can be a toxic snake
in the
grass.
And guess what's in that working gay penis of yours? Cartilage, honey. And blood vessels.
Ooh, now...
And it gets hard.
Now I'm very upset.
And when you think about Aaron Schock, the cartilage fills with blood, honey.
Never again. Now I associate him with only...
evil.
Trauma.
Trauma.
Now I associate him with trauma.
The one thing I will say about Aaron Schock is that...
The one thing Bowen will say.
It disappoints me that he gets to live in West Hollywood and like be completely protected and like not have to like... I'm sure if he walks the street... Honestly, if he walks the streets, no one would do anything.
Well, no one would notice because he looks like everyone else.
That's what I'm saying.
And also, I actually think it opens up an interesting conversation about why, when someone has abs, we let them get away with everything.
100%.
Everything. Truly, if he didn't look as hot as he looks, it wouldn't even be a question.
And this is the thing. If I had abs... I would be ruling
emperor.
The world.
You would be emperor of the world.
I would be emperor of the world.
You would
I
be emperor Palpatine status.
Yes.
Because I do believe that you'd be evil. I think you are 6 abs away from being a very cruel person.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And you're white.
I agree. And I'm
you're
white.
You're white, too.
And I'm white.
That's another thing about you, you white bitch.
Nothing.
You are a white bitch who's 6 abs away from being a very cruel dictator, not unlike Emperor Palpatine herself.
Famously, Emperor Palpatine had abs.
Sexual rule culture number 93.
Famously, Emperor Palpatine had abs.
Under that robe, he was so fucking hot. Palp
That's
had
so
all
funny.
Abs.
Oh my god, imagine just him being cut, jacked as hell. I bet.
And then he reveals his fucking washboard
his cum
abs.
Gutters.
You could wash a board on those abs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Now,
speaking of good bodies, our guest.
He's getting up and leaving. He's out.
No.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you?
Yes.
I just saw our guest perform. I always love seeing our guest perform. And when I heard that he was performing in Los Angeles, I was very upset because
I did not
have a ticket because it was sold out.
Of course it was.
And then our buddy, Sarah Schneider, had an extra ticket, and I hopped on that train, and I rode it all the way to the show.
And there you go.
And there it was, Cola Scola performing unbelievably well and funny.
I mean,
funny, bitch.
It's
breaking
just
news.
Breaking news, Cola Scola.
Funny. I'm not staying very long. This was not what I
funny
thought.
Funny and
was.
With a good body and the soothing voice.
And the soothing
voice. I've been on this podcast before.
Yes.
But I thought that this was a different one. Because I thought, like, well, they wouldn't ask me on the same thing twice.
No, and we're not.
We switched up the brand.
But this is exactly what it was before. Why I didn't want to come back.
No, the last time you came on here, first of all, okay, welcome into your ears. Cola Scola.
That's who this is.
The last time you came here, you were about to go on a date, I believe. Do you remember this?
I don't remember the date. Okay, so, but I remember what I was wearing.
You were wearing a red corduroy jacket.
And I almost wore it again.
To this?
It was red, but with a black corduroy.
Oh, that's what it was.
Collar.
Yes, red and canvas, sleeves. Black corduroy.
Yes. Canvas. That's the word.
Actually, I iconically remember this.
Iconically.
And I like what you're wearing right now very much, and I often, in fact, almost 100% of the time, really like what you're wearing.
Thanks. I hate it.
And now, Cole, I'm going to ask you the question I always ask you. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
And that's the answer you always get.
Honestly, a second-time guest, the question we always ask them is, how are you doing?
How are you doing? But that's just me giving an assist to Cole to answer the way he always answers, which is, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah. As if, like, it's just occurring to me.
Yeah.
Better.
Cole, I want to talk to you. Something you said to me has really reverberated in my head for
months.
I don't think
you're an idiot.
But
I don't think, let that go.
It was
coming from a place. I was hungry.
He
was hangry.
Yeah, I needed.
You ever heard of that? Hangry?
I needed to absolve you of whatever guilt you were carrying around.
Thank you.
I think you said to me, 2019, the year of destination hookups.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, I want to know.
Okay. Because I think I might do something like this eventually, probably very soon. I might literally go to a city just to hook up with someone I met through DMs.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I did. I did that once in January. Mm-hmm. I went to Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Rented an Airbnb.
Ugh.
Was it worth it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't regret it. It wasn't like life-changing. I've done it again.
Yes.
I just got back from London and Paris.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and were there? And there are people there.
Well, I paid for Tinder Gold.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you can plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that you can plan ahead, and I knew I was going to go to London to see All About Eve on the West End.
Who was in that right
Look,
now?
I had a good year last year. I've made some money. I can talk about it.
So,
let's end the stigma on wealth.
You have your creature comforts, and God forbid you have your creature comforts.
Please.
No, I burn money. I don't know how, I never learned, you know?
Listen,
I grew up poor.
It's fine. It's not your responsibility.
You're right.
It's someone else's.
Ugh. So it's none of my business.
It's none of my business.
Wait,
my finances are none of my business. Okay?
You're right. You're actually right.
Thank you.
Did you plan ahead and successfully execute hookups in London and Paris?
I planned. Well, another thing that I'm trying to do this year is just like really intense but brief love affairs.
Yes.
You know? Because I don't want a relationship.
Right.
But I don't.
Doesn't that flatten out everything though? Like, isn't there like no texture to any sort of intimacy anywhere?
What do you mean? You're misinterpreting.
I literally did the exercise of listing all the guys that I have or will very soon hook up with.
Yes.
And it just, I kind of felt, I was like, oh, but I'm looking at these names and this means nothing to me.
Well, they're all Ryan, is
they're
why.
They're all Ryan, and
they're
that's
all
why.
Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan, Ryan.
Of different Ryan, races, Ryan. Of different races. And but they're all Ryans of different races. But no, I look at this list and I'm just like, oh, this is just like, it's like, this doesn't
it
make
feels
sense
monotonous.
Anymore. Or it just feels like it. It feels like there's
meaningless.
Two, it all blends together. Basically.
It all blends together.
Yeah. See, yeah. That's not yeah. I too have a list.
Okay,
and mm-hmm. I read
a
what I do
fuck
is
list? Who's on your fuck list?
This is so disgusting.
This is really disgusting. And we are three piglets. We are truly three oinking piglets in the barn. Yeah, that's yeah. where we are right
disgusting.
Now. In the filthy, muddy barn of sex. And
gay
it's gross.
Men make me sick.
Gay men. It's dark gay culture.
Dark
is
gay
what
dark.
It is.
Disgusting.
Aaron, shocking of us.
So you were saying you keep
when
a
I read the list of people I've
and what are
with,
their names mostly?
Their names are mostly
Jaden.
Honestly, there is. I think there is like a
there's
prevailing
a
name.
I think Alex.
I think I've hooked
Alex?
Up with a lot of Ryans.
With a lot of Ryans.
I no,
you
I have
hooked up with a lot of Ryans.
Should I go to the list?
Yeah.
Let's bring it up.
Well,
oh
whenever.
My God, that's so many people.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I can't see it.
No, that's the list of the U.S. presidents. I've only fucked 9. Miss you, Jimmy. Anyway.
Which one? Now,
what I'm saying is when I read the list,
mm-hmm. yes,
everyone a memory. Everyone a beautiful memory, like a gorgeous scrapbook. Yeah. And I think I read each name slowly too, so I can remember our romantic times. Because I think that what Cole is saying with your affairs is you want to have intense, passionate weekend-like experiences,
or like even like a month long, if we're in the same city.
Okay,
but I picked some. I just had one in London.
Yes,
and then I knew that. And then I was like. We were talking for like 3 weeks
uh-huh.
on Tinder and then WhatsApp. And yes. then I met up with him and I thought, if it goes well, uh-huh. then I'll take him to Paris.
Oh. Wow.
And how did it go?
Did he make it to Paris?
He made it to Paris.
Wow. He went to Paris.
He went to Paris.
He went to
for
Paris.
Answers to yeah. questions that bothered him so.
That's a Jimmy Buffett song.
Oh, I
Is
didn't
it?
Know.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I thought you were making that up.
Would you like to wager a bet?
No, I wouldn't. Put your phone away.
There's so many dangerous things on my phone. My fuck list. Jimmy Buffett songs aplenty.
He strokes it with all four of his fingers.
Why all four of my fingers?
Wait, why is Aaron Schock here?
Oh no!
Aaron Schock.
It's a picture of Aaron Schock giving a shitty hand job at Coachella. It's my background on my phone.
You know why I don't find him attractive?
Why?
The picture quality. It's very
warped. It's like, it's not even pixelated.
It's very razor.
It's, yes.
It's very razor. Like, pictures I took of myself on my razor when I was in good shape.
It's that, and it's like, it's been reposted. It's been screenshotted and posted so many times.
Yeah.
And there's that patina on it, where it just...
patina!
It just
La
looks...
Patina.
Patina!
The patina on the news.
On the news is... On the Aaron Schock photos. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's
yeah.
the quality.
Mm-hmm.
I often feel that...
It's very methy.
Very methy.
Yeah, it's very meth.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. The thing is, like, he did take a lot of professional photos back in the day when he was in Congress of himself on the cover of, like, Men's Fitness and that shit.
Oh, right.
So this is really, it's really not even the gay community's fault. It's the fucking straight community's thirsty-ass fault. Because they put him on the magazines, and they put him on the map.
Right.
And they're the ones who voted him into office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
really, it's once again, we can blame the straights.
I mean, well, that's letting ourselves off a little too easy. Especially yourself.
Especially yourself.
Matt, I'm desperate to be exonerated.
We're
Bowen nor I.
We're
can
not
give
ready.
That
yeah. And we can't. We're not the ones to.
No.
You have to.
You just, need to talk to your sister.
Talk
Well, Bowen, you know what Bowen told me? You know what Bowen said to me? The words he said to me?
What did I say? What?
He said, I don't know, examine it.
Examine.
Wait,
it.
Examine.
And then I said, thanks, Bowen.
About
thank
the
you so
Aaron
much.
Shock thing?
About and then he sent you... a shrugging emoji. Yeah, about
oh,
the Aaron
okay.
Shock thing.
Because, you literally treat me like I'm subhuman whenever it comes up that I smoke cigarettes. And you just, like, you fully shame
These are
me.
Two completely different things.
They're absolutely...
Aaron Shock and cigarettes
no,
are the same
Aaron,
thing.
Liking
they
Aaron,
Shock and
liking,
cigarettes are the same
like,
thing.
Following Aaron Shock on Instagram is not going to kill
Validating
me.
Validating white supremacy and gay culture is actually more destructive than me smoking a cigarette.
You know what's even grosser than what you're saying? The fact that fucking listeners are going to agree with every word that you say because they want you to win and me me to lose. And that's ridiculous. No. And it's and you know what? No. You're white. And that's the fucking most disgusting thing about all this, is that you are a white man, you're a white person, and you masquerade. You continue this charade. And you smoke cigarettes. And it's disgusting. And it often results in bad breath. Like many cigarettes do.
That you use white as an insult at Bowen is maybe the funniest thing I've heard.
Because I know it's the one thing I could say to him that could truly hurt him. There is nothing worse that could happen to Bowen Yang than he wakes up tomorrow, looks in the mirror, and looks into a white face. If you saw a white man in the mirror, you would be destroyed.
Jesus. Oh my God. What is going on?
Matt, you're so drunk with power.
LA's changed you.
I did have a bourbon Bloody Mary. We had a brunch today.
Ooh, had a fun brunch.
Where?
I had a nice Bloody
Sweet
Mary.
Sweet Chick.
Sweet Chick.
Lovely.
If you're listening, this, Sweet Chick.
Thank you, Sweet Chick. And can
a few
we say
meal vouchers, please?
Meal vouchers from Sweet Chick.
So here's something we can kick around.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about hot waiters? Do you remember?
They're everywhere.
I think you still live in this area, but when I lived in Park Slope near you, we went to that diner that one time, and there was that one waiter. You remember?
Yeah. I do. The one, because he would always message me on Grindr.
Yes, you were.
Where were we?
It was Daisy's Diner, or it was Fifth Avenue Diner.
Yeah.
We all must have been doing the same show or something and then went to it.
Yeah.
Yes, it was something.
Or we
like
went
that.
To a party?
Or
a
something.
A dance?
Yes.
No, it wasn't the underwear party under the Key Food.
I've never been to one of those.
I've never been to that. That's
Inferno.
But that's a sex party.
It is a sex party.
That's scary.
That happened last night.
Oh, it did?
Someone invited me to it, and I was like, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't. It's just not, it's just people having sex.
Right.
Not, which is.
I thought it would be more exciting than it was, but it's just a little like.
Okay.
Yeah, they fucking.
Yeah.
And you know what the interesting thing about sex is? It's not that interesting.
It's not.
In fact, my theory about sex.
Wow, wait. Sit down. Everyone sit down.
Everyone sit down.
Come in. Everyone come in.
Hi, thank
you guys waiting at the door, come in and sit down. Just get a spot on the ground then, bitch.
Right there. Thank you.
Emma, you just stood up. Sit down.
You can move that. Yeah.
My God.
Okay.
Here's my theory about sex. Okay.
It's weird and gross and it's strange that we do it.
I love
it. Wow.
We are all little bags of meat.
Just slapping
smushing and slapping together.
Smushing.
And it is insane that we do it. And recently I hooked up with someone. And then 2 days later we hung out. And he said, isn't it weird, sex? And I was like, yes. He's like, isn't it weird that we're not laughing the whole time it's happening? And I'm like, yes, it is. Sex is psycho.
Yeah.
It's holes and poop and blood.
Well, that's why I don't get it.
It's sweat. It's tears.
It's crime.
It's poop.
It's crime. It's blood. It's crime and holes and poop and blood and sweat.
And ultimately death.
Ultimately death.
They call it that in France, you know. they do. It's called Le Petit Mort.
Le Petit Mort.
More?
The little death.
The little death.
Le Petit Mort.
Because every time you come, you die a little.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh my God, that's a beautiful lyric.
But that's why I find it insane that people don't like to talk during it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Dirty talk?
Like that bitch? Just like that? Like, oh, do you like the way that tastes?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Can I get you anything else? You still working on that?
Do you
bitch?
Need water or more cock, bitch?
How are you doing, bitch?
How's everything tasting?
Fine, bitch. Better, bitch. How's everything tasting?
Someone's hungry, bitch.
Are you very verbal?
Yes, we talked about this yesterday.
We did. We spoke about it yesterday.
And so now that you're saying this, you and this person saying it's so funny that we don't laugh during the whole thing. It's like, there's got to be something where you just remain human.
Yeah.
And you don't be completely blinded by hormones.
I have two jokes when I'm done having sex.
Come on.
Oh, no. Do you want to say them now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Because then they're not going to feel fresh when you do them.
Well, I know, but I'm either going to keep doing them or I'll come up with new ones.
Exactly. And
that's a writer.
And that's a writer. And that's a writer.
You know, because I'm pushing, by telling them here, I'm pushing myself to come up with
and that's
new material.
New material.
Thank you.
Go.
The first one is immediately after I come, I say, get out. And then my other one is immediately after one of us or both of us come, I go, what is this stuff? Ew.
This has never happened before.
Yeah. Those, what is this, pee?
What is this stuff?
Those, even though you've like shared it with the world and shared it out, you cannot retire them.
No, I know. They must go on.
Those are evergreen.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh my
okay.
Canon. Those are canon.
Canon. Especially canon.
Guys, is canon over?
No, stop
no.
it.
No. Canon's not over.
Okay, I'm just worried.
That's how much we respect you. You said canon in a mocking way, and there's Bowen, white-ass, stupid Bowen, being like, we have to retire canon now.
No, I appreciate it. I don't want to be behind the times.
Right. Listen, you know,
I'm 71. I'll be 72 next week.
And it's a happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Imagine if people
were... I wish I was a Taurus.
Ugh. I know that
what
would
I wouldn't
be
pay.
Chic, right?
Hitler was a Taurus, actually.
Oh. Wait, is today his... No, yesterday was his birthday.
Oh my God, he shares a weekend with Christ?
Oh, wait. This is coming out at a different time.
Right, so should, for the listeners, we're recording this on Easter Sunday.
What
are you going to say? Because I had a point with the...
Okay, you make your point. Yeah. I was going to shift gears. Go.
Okay, ready? Here's what we're going to say. I'll say what I want to talk about, Bowen say what he want to talk about, and then everyone in the room will vote on which one we'll discuss.
Okay.
And Emma, you're gonna be a deciding factor. Adding you as a fourth person in the room.
Yes, just to even to make
break
it
a tie. Okay, so Bowen, present your topic.
My topic was not a topic. It was more of a line. It was more of a prompt to ask both of you actually, and just to have a roundtable discussion about what the protocols are. Like, let's say, like, oh, I do Tinder Gold. I tap the plane icon. I change my location to this city. Get my likes in, see who liked me and swiped right on me, and then set my traps. Because now I'm developing these little like.
Well, you
processes.
Gotta be honest.
Yes,
and say like that you're not from there.
That you're not
visiting.
There. Yeah. Yes, of course.
If you want to, if you don't want to seem desperate, you can say like, "Oh, I was just there, but I'm coming back."
Totally. Okay, yeah. So that was my little prompt for all of us to talk about that process, to have a process conversation.
And I wanted to talk about, because Sweet Chick had hot waiters, and I wanted to say, have you ever left your number for a waiter and then fucked a waiter?
The waiter never got back to me, but I have left my number.
I've left my number too.
And you fucked the waiter.
No, I've never fucked the waiter, but it's resulted in some texts that I think like could have gotten to a place. Like there used to be this bartender that worked at Joe's Pub, who worked in the back in the Joe's Pub, like the theater space. Mm-hmm. And he was the hottest person in the world, and he's the only person with a little ponytail I've ever been attracted
to. That was Aaron Shaw. You are disgusting.
Damn it. I'm disgusting and harmful.
Wait, but you texted with him though.
Yes, he texted me and he was like, "Hey, this is so and so, your bartender. We should meet up, cutie, winky face," which had to mean
that's as good as sex because it's the validation.
Yeah. I know, and I probably did come to it thinking about it.
Yeah,
which is, you know,
wow. I mean, this is the true flattening of desire if we're equating the chase to sex.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's the flattening of desire.
Let's talk about that some more.
Yeah, I think that wins.
No, it doesn't win.
We need to vote. Can I say?
It's such a dumb pseudo intellectual conversation that I don't want to
have. The flattening of desire?
Yeah. Although, I actually am happy to talk about it because I truly feel numbed. I feel numbed to meeting guys and having sex with them now.
You feel numb to it. Not meeting them.
Not that I'm just and it's not about me. It's not a volume thing. It's not about me like
having too many.
I'm literally not even having that much. It's just like it all doesn't. Nothing's standing out. I don't know.
Mm.
It's because you haven't done it with the right people. And I think you could actually take a note from Cole's book.
Okay.
And I think you need
which is coming out this fall.
Yes.
Called How Do I Do It?
At 72.
How do I do it at 72? A novel by Cole Scola with a foreword from Margaret Atwood. She's doing the foreword.
I love how novels have forewords.
You are white. Stop.
Now,
wait, what were you?
I think that you are doing the right thing by romanticizing things and making them feel meaningful.
Yes.
But that's so much... I mean, don't...
Effort?
Does it,
work?
Does
yes. It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
It really is. I haven't made money in 7 months, but I've had a lot of encounters.
Beautiful yeah. encounters.
Beautiful.
He's wealthy, wealthy, wealthy in romantic affairs.
Yeah. It's actually really, no, but I know what you're saying, and you want to have these like fun before sunrise dates.
Yes.
Where you just walk around a town.
Yeah.
Talk, I talk, mean, talk.
Yeah. It's not all, you know, I take big swings and sometimes they really miss.
Yes. Okay. You know? Let's talk about the misses.
Yeah.
Because the misses are.
Yeah. I think that you need to, I guess, humanize yourself for the listeners.
Okay.
Who think of you right now as this someone who's an international god.
Yes. International.
Who goes to, you know,
Paris.
Places like Paris.
Who has a vetting process in London for a Paris trip.
And yeah. I'm sorry, but can afford Tinder Gold, which
Thank
is
you.
Thousands of dollars.
He had a yeah. good year last year.
I had a good year last. What can I say? Look, I'm not ashamed, okay?
We need to destigmatize
I
wealth.
I am the 1%, and I don't... You know what's funny is that, like, when I first started being able to pay my rent without worrying about it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my first thoughts was like, oh, no, I'm part of the problem now.
Yeah.
Just because I could pay my rent, yeah. I was so, like, fucked up... by
yes,
everything
yes.
that I was like, wow, I'm the 1%.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
Because
no.
I can pay my rent.
That,
totally.
That thought ran through my mind literally on the Uber on the way here. I was like, who am I taking yeah. an Uber to totally. This place?
As soon as I paid
I'm
off,
the 1%.
As yeah. soon as I paid off my credit card after years and thousands of dollars of yeah. debt, I was just like, well, I'm a monster now.
Yeah, yeah. You are.
I know no struggle.
Yeah. Like, look, George W. Bush was not a bad president. All of a sudden, I'm like... Look,
what's happening?
Fiscally, I am conservative because look, I've been poor, okay? I know what it's like. I don't want to go back there.
You look down okay? at your hand and you're so white that you can see through your hand.
I know, like,
you're becoming a ghost.
I'm rice paper.
Wow.
Honestly, wait. Okay, so talk about the failures. So describe a time when you took a big swing and whoa.
Not being able to stand the person by like,
oh, yeah.
you know, hour yeah. two mm-hmm. and then being stuck with them for a few days.
Wow.
Isn't yeah. it painful?
It's
when
painful.
You have wonderful sex with a person.
Yeah.
And they are bad.
Yeah.
In their heart.
Mm. In their heart. When they have a bad heart.
Yeah.
When I fucked John McCain, I...
Oh
because
God.
The chemistry was there.
Was yeah. there.
There was never a question
Intense
about the chemistry.
Eye no. contact.
We loved Arizona. We yeah. loved
cactus growers.
Cactus.
Couple of cactus growers, the two of you.
You know, we both care about Megan the same yeah. amount.
Yeah.
Which is
not at all.
That would be so funny if it came out in like the tabloids that Meghan McCain's adoration for her father was completely one-sided.
Wow.
Like his diaries came out like, dear diary, it's me, John McCain.
This is good.
I don't know how to say this, but I don't love my daughter. It's weird. I always thought having a daughter would...
I should love her, right?
I should love
my kid.
Can't find her.
There's something about her.
Oh, anyway. I had a dream that my house was on fire and she was in it. And all I could think was, oh no, my house.
And the papers within the house. So many papers burning and also my daughter and I thought of the papers.
God, I hope she's okay. She's at Columbia now.
Did she go to Columbia?
She went to Columbia.
She did. She actually talks about it frequently.
God.
And how that makes her a real New Yorker.
You know, I have such a complicated relationship with Meghan McCain. And why?
And why?
Just, and honestly, why? Why do I try so hard?
It should be open and shut. She sucks. Bye.
Yeah.
Do we think she sucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 I don't even want to open the book.
Don't open the book.
Let's not even open
leave
the book.
Leave it shut.
We need to just leave it shut.
Bind every side, honey.
Yeah. I bind you, Nancy, from doing harm to yourself. What is that? It's from The Craft.
I think that's Romeo and Juliet.
No. No, it's The Craft. Do you think, have you gone your whole life thinking The Craft is Romeo and Juliet?
Yes, I think they're one and the same.
I love Shakespeare. I love when that one girl starts losing her hair. Ben Stiller's wife.
Ben Stiller's wife.
Christine Taylor.
Oh my God, wait. Ben Stiller is in phase two right now. Or
of his
three
life?
Or four.
Four. What does that mean?
She's directing now. She escaped that Patricia Arquette vehicle, which, by the way, you should see.
You're talking about Ben Stiller or Christine Taylor?
No, Ben Stiller.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
I call him she.
She, yeah.
But did
We're
you...
We're gay.
Did you see Escape at Dannemora?
No.
Because I feel Patricia in Escape at Dannemora could provide you with great inspiration.
Yes. Is it good? Is she good?
She is good. The thing about Patricia Arquette is she's good. She won almost every award.
She won
a lot.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she is in a shitty wig.
Yeah.
They made her skin look bad.
And she has like skin on camera.
She has sex with Benicio del Toro. Like, and it's this moment where like there's a crazy scene in Escape at Dannemora, which everyone argues whether or not this is good acting or bad acting from Benicio del Toro.
Okay.
So they like
at Escape at Dannemora? No.
Escape at Dannemora.
Yeah, okay.
So
in Escape at Dannemora,
yes,
is what I meant to say.
So Patricia Arquette and Benicio del Toro have like an interaction sexually, romantically, etc. And then he says to her,
"Don't tell anybody."
That's bad acting.
He says it like that.
And then he leaves, and I swear to God, it is the most, and she just like sits with it, and it ends the episode. It ends on like 4 seconds of her face like not understanding what the fuck that was. And I actually think it is a genius choice.
I love choices
because
like
it
that.
It is so bizarre that you're, but it's so scary that it's like, no, I wouldn't tell anyone after that. You're crazy. Nothing in human behavior says do this.
Right.
But something happened in the chemical artistic collaboration between Benicio del Toro and Ben Stiller and Patricia Arquette receiving,
"Don't tell anybody."
And you don't know what to do as the viewer.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, interesting.
How did you feel me doing that to you right now?
I almost left. Both times. I almost left.
I was hot. That was hot.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's warm.
It is really warm in here.
It's Easter Sunday.
But can you believe that choice?
That's crazy.
I have to watch it now.
You have to watch it, Cole. I think you have to watch it.
I feel like it's bad. I feel like Benicio del Toro is a bad actor.
He's an Oscar-winning actor.
And then I feel like it was like...
Jennifer Hudson.
And so is Jennifer Hudson. And it got to editing, and then Ben was just like, let's just end it. We can't address this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was like, and it's so funny because there's a clip of it on YouTube and you can read the comments, and every other comment is a different take. It's like, this is insane. And then one is like, this is brilliant, so unsettling, so amazingly amazing character choice.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is like, what are you fucking talking about? This is crazy. The next one is like, wow, this scared me for weeks. Couldn't believe it. I honestly, it is so polarizing. And let's just say it made it to this podcast.
Oh. Well, speaking of comment sections, do you ever read the comments on porn videos?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love a sincere paragraph on a porn video that's like, this is what I love. Two beautiful men just enjoying each other's touch.
Yeah.
I once had a friend very much like the blonde young man in this video. Yeah. Like, just going on and on. Ugh, it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Oh, one that I came across recently was... wow, the sounds that bottom makes, that's how a bottom should mind.
Yeah.
You can tell he's enjoying it.
Yeah, I love you can tell the bottom is enjoying it.
Yeah.
That's a frequent comment, which is like, so often the bottom is just not enjoying it, you know?
Well, they probably aren't, even when it seems like they are, because porn shoots seem like hell.
They seem like hell.
Yeah, I wonder that. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, like, I'll often, like, I don't know, something about... Do you guys ever watch straight porn?
Straight porn.
Not really.
Straight porn. Why does that sound familiar? Straight porn.
I do. Sometimes I love to watch straight porn.
Okay.
Okay. And then, like, I don't know. I feel weird afterwards.
Kinky, but okay.
Boy, kinky.
Okay, this is, like, sort of, like, in The Kids Are All Right, but reverse.
There was... I watch this one porn sometimes, which is... it's this girl and her step. They're in one of those bedrooms, and like they're separated. They're in two different beds in the same bedroom, and she's like, "Don't come over here. You're my stepbrother, so don't. You can't."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then basically, she's just like, she looks over and he's like jacking off, and she's like, "What are you doing? You have to stop." And he's like, "Come on, let me sit with you." She goes, "Fine, you can." And then he comes over and she's like, "You can. Touch my pussy." And then he reaches over and like starts fingering her. She's like, "Yeah, that's the way.
No.
And then like basically like it escalates. Okay, fine. You can lay on top of me, but only a little. And then like mm-hmm. he does, and then it escalates only to the point where it's so fucking horny and hot
yeah.
that she's like, I can't help it. Oh, and she takes him and pulls him into her, and they proceed to have 26 minutes of the most passionate stepbrother.
You got
sex.
A link to this when you tweet.
Honestly, it's yes. psycho, yes. but yes. it's so hot.
Also,
and something about it, like, I was like, honestly, I wish I could just decide I've had enough and just pull someone into me. But, like, yeah. you can't do that as a gay.
You can.
Unless your butthole's ready at all times.
Oh, yeah, that's. Oh, I know what you mean. Sure. Yeah.
I think, Matt, you have to do some performance piece where you play.
You do a
straight porn and you yeah. play both. You play both sides.
I would yeah. be really good at that.
Yeah, that like, was like.
Mike, where are you from, Mike? Tampa.
the
I was just shocked at your straight girl.
The girl,
honestly,
don't come over here.
Don't yeah. come over here. I need so privacy good. Right now. I'm your half sister from our mom.
Oh, they're related by blood.
Oh shit!
Stop it! You're my real brother. Stop! Don't come over here. You're my real brother by blood. So if you fuck me, it will be bad. I'll be over here with my legs wide open. If you fuck me, it will be so bad, and I'll be mad. I can't describe how furious I'll be if you fuck me, Daniel.
That's what I love. You can tell they're really brother and sister. Just enjoying exploring sexuality. I had a similar experience with ISIS.
That's beautiful. Oh, you know what's actually a fun like this is what's a fun language learning tool is that I have gone down this rabbit hole of Chinese porn, gay Chinese mm-hmm, porn, mm-hmm. and it's great. Uh-huh. Love seeing myself represented and then
in porn.
Who's applying? Was that cool?
That was cool applying.
I had to close my eyes. And it's fun to read the comment section and be like, oh, what are they saying? Oh.
Oh, learning.
Learning.
Oh. Learning you mean, are they in?
No. And the comments are, like, even on Pornhub, it's like the comments are in Chinese.
Uh-huh. What are they saying?
They're like,
that's what I love.
That's what I love.
A brother and a sister.
They're just as gross.
They're just as gross, but it's just interesting to see the terminology change, but the uh-huh. concepts still remain the same where it's like, wow, that zero bottom.
Oh.
That zero is really good with that one top.
They call it zeros and ones.
And then if you're verse, you're 0.5.
Isn't no. that funny? Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God, this is the beautiful thing. It's fully on a spectrum. Someone will be like, I'm a 0.7. Like, I'm more of a top than I am a bottom.
Wow.
What an efficient way of doing things.
I'm a 0.2.
And what an easy way to ascribe value to tops and take value away from bottoms.
Aaron
China.
Shock.
I don't think so, honey. China.
China, white oh my China.
God. Good
white
thing, good China. Thing, good thing you're absolutely not from there, you white bitch. Good thing your parents are obviously descendant from Sweden or something.
Descendant from Sweden.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. Just said white.
White. Yeah, white. Yeah, you white. Yeah, white.
You're white.
Yeah, white.
Nice one, white.
I love it.
Insane.
Well,
chaos.
Listen.
Well,
so
listen. What?
We have on our hands here a wealth of material. For the children, really, that listen to this.
Yes.
Because we know 18-year-olds listen to this.
Oh, yeah. They do.
And now I'm even more self-conscious.
Oh, boy.
Because we had some true teens come to our shows around the country.
Yeah.
And then they say often they'll ask their parents about the content of what we discuss.
Oh.
Like, sometimes it'll be like, hey, Mom, what's the movie?
You know, Ghost.
What's Ghost?
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
describe Ghost? Yes. And now it's going to be like, hey, Mom, what is it when a stepbrother fucks his sister, but then you find out they're blood related?
Yeah. Is it legal?
Do you watch porn, Mom?
Oh, my God.
Do you think parents watch porn?
No. No one's parents watch porn.
No. And if you actually have a child, you're not allowed.
Yeah. Too busy.
Too busy.
And they don't know how to watch it.
Okay.
I just don't believe for a second a parent would watch porn. It's just too devastating to think that would be true. I'm sorry.
I just can't believe it for one second. You know, wait, didn't Kevin Spacey watch porn in American Beauty? Not to even mention him.
Well, his co-star, Annette Bening, and this is my Kids Are All Right reference. Well, she and Julianne Moore's character watched straight gay male porn.
Oh,
and the kids are all right.
I think that a lot of people, if we just came out about our porn preferences, a lot of stigma would be removed from the world.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, should we share keywords? Should we share our keywords?
Oh,
yeah,
sure. Your key search terms.
Key search terms.
Mine have been daddy a lot recently.
Uh huh.
Like, I like watching somebody just like be older than the other person.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I like a distinct age difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any white Yangs?
I don't know.
We're gonna Emma. Will you look that up?
What if I had a stage name and I chose Yang as my last name?
Matt Yang.
Matt Yang. Stage name is
Matt and
Yang.
Bowen Yang.
Otherwise known as Matt Yang.
Matt Yang. Bowen. What would my white name be? Something Bowen. My last name would be Bowen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen. Famous white person.
Oh, one of the most famous white people in Hollywood.
Oh.
Isn't she a Republican?
Oh, hardcore. She and Tucker Carlson had like an affair.
Wait. Did you hear about that?
I mean, it's a rumor, but it's a pretty well
sourced
rumor, I would say. And look, if she wants to sue, please.
I feel like she's that kind of person who would like back you into a corner at an event that was not for this type of conversation and wide-eyed explain to you why and Trump is good.
That, and also, when Modern Family first came out, she would, like, go on talk shows and, like, fully shit on Sofia Vergara and, like, do the accent and, like, be, like, a monster. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I actually, like, really enjoyed Julie Bowen as an actress.
I like her as an actress. I loved her in Weeds, I guess, but like,
is she on Weeds?
She was on Weeds. She got fucked by Hunter Parrish.
Hunter Parrish.
What?
Yeah.
Star of.
Why wasn't that me?
Star of Weeds.
Star of Weeds.
And Spring Awakening. I saw him
in Spring Awakening.
I was going to say Spring Awakening. Yeah. I didn't.
He was fucking hot. You saw his butt.
Mm.
You see every, what's that character's name?
Melchior?
You see every Melchior's butt. Yeah.
He was Melchior, right?
He was Melchior Gabor.
I don't know the show.
You don't know the show Spring Awakening?
No.
It's fine.
It was after my time.
So I can't ask. What if I asked you this question, would you know how to answer?
What?
Are you a Hanshin or an Ernst?
No, I don't know what that means.
Hanshin is the toppy sort of like, come cream away the bliss.
This is a gay character?
This is a gay character.
Okay.
He corners the Ernst, who's like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, Blake Daniel played Ernst on The Great White Way.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We love you, Blake.
We know two Ernsts.
Who's the other one?
Ben Moss was an Ernst.
Wow.
In the touring production.
I love that.
Yeah.
Two beautiful boys.
Ernsts.
Let's drink to that.
Cheers, honey.
Cheers.
Cheers. I feel like I'm
We
a
all
function.
Have iced coffees from different places. I forgot to say my search.
Yes, your keywords.
Hello. We've all been sitting here waiting.
I like specific videos. Like, there's this one video of this drunk straight French guy giving like his friend a hand job and he's like joking the whole time and it's like amateur, you know.
Yeah.
I like amateur stuff.
And yes. I don't know why, but it's just like one of my and I sent it to my I have this good friend who we send each other porns that we think the other one might like.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a beautiful friendship.
And we also send each other guys on Tinder.
Actually do that share function.
Yeah, we use the share function.
Do we know the person?
God. No, his name is Thibaut.
Really?
Yeah,
he's
Belgian.
I would know immediately.
But he lives here.
Yeah, okay. So is this someone you've hooked up with?
Yeah, we had like, it's a somewhat romantic friendship.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
I love that.
How are you with like managing friendships?
Money? Not very good.
Not good, he says.
Not good. And it's not my business. I've said that.
He said it.
Are you someone who can do no strings attached?
I don't know what that means.
Like, you hook up with your friend and you're like, that was fine. It was,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Am I? I don't know. I've literally last night, good friend of ours, and it was a nice little peck goodbye. And he would.
I'm sure he would. Are you talking about Joshua D. Sharp?
Mr. Josh Sharp.
Yeah, I knew you were.
But it's because I know the boundaries. I know the thing on his end is like, okay, well, that's mm-hmm. he and Blake are in this beautiful relationship.
Yes.
And
now here's the question I have for you.
Uh-huh.
Since you were last here.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no doubt been culture in your life that has affected you.
Mm.
So what do you even like?
What do you watch?
What do you do? Yeah.
What are you into?
What culture is affecting you now profoundly and influencing you as an artist, of which you are a very good one? Do you watch television?
No.
Actually, I want to ask Cole this. I think Cole, a difference that I've noticed in Cole's performance is that the costumes are getting very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting, who's your friend who designs all your stuff?
Andrew Yang.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a white Yang. No,
well,
he's not.
He's half. Yeah, he's half.
So then he's a white Yang.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous costumes.
Yeah.
Has this been like a choice or like a direction you wanted to? This sounds like such a.
Yeah, I like.
Silly
I just like to have like. I like to heighten.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know, I just love a heighten.
That Queen Elizabeth gown.
Poopy
Thank
Sue.
You.
Do you
Thank
own
you.
That?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was originally made for Katya?
It was built on Katya.
It was built
because we're
on...
the same size.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's
and
beautiful.
I couldn't be in LA where he was making it. And so he would send me all these pictures of Katya wearing the. AKA Brian.
Oh, my. Brian.
Do you know
Brian.
Katya?
We've only texted and.
I see.
And such.
And yeah. texted and such.
Texted
yeah.
and such.
Not like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I'm being
right.
so crazy. God. I think it could have potentially been like that. But you know.
Oh, my God. That's rude. You're guys, being rude.
I'm no. being fucking crazy and rude.
You guys would be cute together.
They actually.
I'm not looking for anything. I said that when I came in here. I'm
yeah,
not looking for anything
serious.
We both
serious. Proposed.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
And we said choose.
I said,
said I'm not.
I pick
for
no
serious.
One. I pick no one. I really do think that I will be single forever.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I want to be.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
Is it because of a hard relationship in your past?
Partly, and I don't know.
Do you see yourself in long stretches of, not monogamy, but of, like, intense intimacy with one person for a while?
No.
Wow.
No.
What's like?
I don't want to. I'm just not open to it.
What's your upper bound on, like, what's the max amount of time that you would want to, like, date someone? A month, you said earlier?
Maybe 3 months. Wow. Like, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Do you think that is where we're all headed?
Well,
I think everyone wants different things.
Yes.
And people are different and God loves everybody. And I think we should all just strive to care about each other. And if we were, and I think be kind to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Thank
I think
you.
That too.
Happy Easter.
Happy fucking Easter.
I don't have any culture that I'm
You're not absorbing anything?
With.
What do you do? You just you
know.
Sit on your Tinder gold?
I do. I really don't think I've watched anything since 1930.
Yeah.
Truly.
Oh. I find that it is hard to sit and watch, like, for example, like comedy shows.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like trying to do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then
yeah.
I don't want to like enjoy it. Like, you know,
right.
you know what I'm watching right now, which I'm really enjoying? I just started watching Shrill.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I really like
yeah.
it.
It's
oh,
great.
That's on my list. Everything's on my list.
That's the thing. Everything's yeah. on my list. But I appreciate something that's not like. This is the comedy show
that
we do comedy. And this is like a very like real
That was racist.
That was very racist.
That was
it was
so
racist to white people. So
yeah.
I'll apologize to the white person at the table, Bowen. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I forgive you. You were absolved. Cole, I do think...
Old movies. Well, that's all I still
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, because, yeah. And I was going to say, like, I think... And this sounds so obnoxious and gross, but I think you should explore like French New Wave stuff.
Thank you.
As like a new source of inspiration.
Thank you.
God,
maybe
imagine being told that. Oh my God, that must
I
feel
love it.
So good.
It does.
Yeah.
Just to explore this thing as inspiration.
No, to be the kind of person who's told, you know what I think you'd enjoy? French New Wave
yeah.
stuff.
No, but I'm saying like.
No, truly, I love
it. It's in the whole sort of neighborhood of like things that like Cole mm-hmm. is so versed in already. And it just doesn't seem like, it seems like a sensible extension of that.
Yeah. Oh, I went to Olivia de Havilland's house in Paris.
Oh my you God.
Did. Yeah.
Is she still with
she's
us?
She's 102
she's
years
alive.
Old.
Yeah.
She's suing Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy.
And
yeah.
is that an
she's
active lawsuit?
Yeah. The next, it was like dismissed.
Yeah.
But
and now
it's...
there's the Supreme Court is all that's left. Truly. And they haven't, I don't think they've decided they're probably going to be like, no, we won't hear this case. But yeah. they haven't said that yet, I think. That's
the
where
true
it
literal Supreme Court.
Yes. The true literal. States. Ruth Bader Ginsburg looking at Olivia de Havilland versus Ryan Murphy.
And watching clips of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Being like, hmm. She's like, I do want to sue his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drag her.
We at the Supreme Court have declared that they dragged Ryan Murphy was unfairly dragging Olivia de Havilland.
No, and then, no, but imagine RBG watching that and being like, now I'm going to sue Ryan Murphy.
Yeah. Like, just for, like, wasting my time.
Honestly, that would make Ryan Murphy so happy because you know he's currently prepping. Feud America versus Kavanaugh. Like, Blasey Ford versus Kavanaugh is something
I know.
That Ryan Murphy would do.
He's yeah.
Or de Havilland versus Ryan Murphy.
Yes.
Or and some, eventually Ruth Bader Ginsburg versus Ryan Murphy.
But the thing is, to go to Olivia de Havilland's house in Paris, I just typed in Uber destination Olivia de Havilland, and it took.
It took me there.
So when you say
you got to go inside?
No. Oh, it was just like outside.
Wow.
And I mean, I'm sure she was home because she's 102.
She's
102.
Yeah, she's not like out.
No. And there was a security guard in front.
Wow.
Which makes me think, she's I don't know. There. I just wanted to be like near her for a minute.
That's great.
It is very, very funny and entertaining to read her statements on her lawsuit. Like, I will be suing.
Yeah.
And like, I wonder if it's her language. It almost sounds like it's probably her language.
It is, absolutely, because she speaks like that. Like, there are interviews of her from like even 10 years ago, and she's like, what a wonderful opportunity this is for me to sit down and speak to. And it's like, no. Like, because she's 100, over 100 years old. Yeah. She still thinks in terms of like 1941 publicity.
Yes.
She was in her 30s then.
Yeah, truly.
That's
truly.
Psychotic.
It's psychotic.
You shouldn't live past, what?
72.
You're
going to die soon.
I'm going to die soon.
I'm saying you should die soon.
Wait, this is a piece of culture that I do love, is Catherine Zeta-Jones's Instagram.
Oh, she has a good Instagram. And also, did you see what she posted after Notre Dame?
No.
So basically, like, it was the Notre Dame, and then like interfaced over it was this woman with her head in her hands, like
crying.
Grieving and crying, and she... I have to pull up the caption. It's
so
good.
Okay.
Oh, but she also, she has like a home line.
CZ,
Casa Zeta Jones.
Yep.
That's her like home, like bed linens and like just tacky stuff.
And I'm going to pull up the Zeta Jones one, and then we absolutely cannot mention celebrity Instagrams without mentioning
Reba or Glenn Close.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn. So this is the photo you can see. It's a woman with her head in her hands.
Okay.
And the Notre Dame in the background. The caption reads, "Our sacred Notre Dame." Heartbreaking. Like, just like two prayer hands.
Hand emojis,
But this, you have to go to this Instagram, people,
the
because
the image is insane.
The woman with her head in her hands, the image is insane. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware.
What did Glenn Close do? She went live.
This is one of the funniest things that has ever happened in life. I'm going to play it because it's just too good.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm sitting here on a cold and windy night, and I'm thinking about Notre Dame. The upsetting pictures of it burning. And I found
cold and windy.
That I wrote 17 years ago about that incredible building. And at a time when it brought me great comfort, and I think that's why personally I feel so attached to that place. Yes. I was filming in France, May 2002, and it was when all the headlines said that we were going to fall into a nuclear war because of the confrontation between India and Pakistan. So I went to Notre Dame. And I wrote this afterwards, and I just wanted to share it with you. I went to Notre Dame Cathedral.
And that's where it
cuts out, because she didn't know. And then she posted
then
a video later going like...
That just goes to show you how ignorant I am about Instagram. And I read my whole thing. I'll maybe try to time a little bit and put it on Instagram.
Has she put it on yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, she's the cutest. Her Instagram is the best.
The best. I couldn't believe when she started.
She goes, I went to Notre Dame. And then cut. Her Instagram is better than any Best Actress nominated performance last year.
Oh my God.
Honestly, absolutely.
Why win an Oscar? You won.
Yeah.
With this, you won.
I bet she'll win with Sunset Boulevard, the movie.
Do you believe that this will happen?
If Cats is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, Glenn's got to win.
Glenn's got to win. How did you feel when she lost? Like, what went through
Sad.
You? Sad.
I was like, I loved Olivia Colman and I was, but I was like, poor Glennie.
Poor Glennie. And also Olivia, wonderful, but also was not a leading actress.
Not the lead performance in the film.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, that's what we were saying. And let's just say, let's clap for ourselves.
And I said that.
And you said that. And here's the thing. Glenn in Sunset Boulevard, they better make it. Because you're right, we're going to get Cats. And then I thought to myself, when you said, well, if we're going to get Cats, we're going to get Sunset Boulevard. And then I thought, yeah, but Cats has like Taylor Swift in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what will we have to do to sex up Sunset Boulevard to get it made? Maybe modernize it?
I think we'll
could
probably
could it be good
have...
as like a thing that, like mm-hmm. as like a modern thing?
No.
No, right?
No,
it's got to have that grandeur.
It's got to be
a silent movie star. Because there's a whole song about,
right,
we didn't need words, we had faces.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
we didn't need words.
And, but it's also like, what was I going to say? But, oh, my thing is, would they make, like, Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff in that close proximity? Like, Cats, I mean, like, how long do we have to wait until Sunset
if
Boulevard?
Cats is a hit?
Yeah.
Which we'll get it.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is in it.
I know, but then we'll get it with, like 2, 3, 4 years later, I think.
I think we'll get it in 2 years.
I think so, too. Mm.
Because, look, I mean...
Look.
She
at the end of the day,
but it's not like we're getting Sondheim stuff after Into the Woods. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Well, was that a hit? Maybe it was.
It was a hit.
It was.
I don't think Sondheim translates to film.
I know.
I thought Into the Woods was good, mm-hmm. but I just don't. I think musical theater is tough to translate to film.
Sweeney Todd was bad.
My mom loved Sweeney Todd.
The film.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I know. She's an idiot. I hate her. I'm kidding. Mom, if you're listening,
love ya.
Come back to life.
I can't tell you how bad. Like, I'll tell you what I think, what musicals I think work. Like the big frothy ones, like Chicago,
sure,
like
sure.
the spectacles, like yeah, Hairspray. Chicago. Yeah, those work.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So good in that.
And but like, you know, complicated like musicals, like that shit does not gonna work on.
Although you know what would make sense from Sondheim as a filmic thing is it Merrily? Where it's told in reverse?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Like that would make sense where it's like it would be easier to just show that in an interesting way.
Yeah.
Not be bound by the strictures of like theater. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Silly conversation.
No, I don't think it is silly at all, because what we see now is a lot of the same. And I want to find a way to make this work.
Thank you.
We need to find a way to make Sondheim work.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we need to find a way to make Shakespeare work, right? We love Shakespeare, huh?
Huh? We love the part when they lift her body up in Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
I love Romeo and Juliet. I think teen suicide, we need more of that.
Amen.
More teen suicide as entertainment.
Amen.
Do you think that it was irresponsible of Shakespeare to write that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he's canceled?
Shakespeare's
I think
canceled.
We are officially here to say we are sick and tired of these
kids.
William Shakespeare gets to walk around West Hollywood being a protected citizen. And why?
Uh-huh.
Remember Hot Shakespeare and Shakespeare in Love?
Yeah. What was that actor's name again?
Joseph Fiennes.
Oh, he was related to
Ray. And he's in Handmaid's Tale now.
Oh, right.
Mm. And he in Shakespeare in Love could fuck
Very
me.
Sexy.
He was hot.
I love hot people. I do. I've just gotten into it. I've gotten into them lately.
Now, what if he's a hot person? Subjectively, he might be hot to some people, but might not be to others.
That's not true.
The Aaron Chalks of the world.
True. Oh, no. Aaron Chalks not hot.
There you go.
Hotornot.com.
Hotornot.com.
Hotornot.com. Okay, ready? Emma's going to say the name of people, and we're going to say if they're hot. Everyone turn to Emma and go.
Gus Kepworthy.
Gus Kenworthy, hot. Hot.
And a sweetie.
Hot. Really hot. And good, really good athlete. Hot.
And a nice man.
Salty hole.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, at that crazy warehouse party.
We went to a warehouse party. He got to meet Gus, and I have yet to meet Gus. Gus, I adore Matt.
And we love Matt.
Yeah.
And Matt and Gus were both at this party, and they were very nice.
I bet they would be a joy.
Have you guys had sex? Ever? Me and my life? Like a couple of fucking virgins. Okay.
Okay, next. next person.
Val Kilmer.
He didn't age well.
I can't picture him. I have such a hard time remembering what men look like.
He was Batman in Batman Forever.
Before George Clooney.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, before George Clooney.
But after Michael Keaton.
See, I can remember Keaton, and I can remember Clooney. That middle, I see Nicole Kidman, I see Alicia Silverstone.
He was with Nicole. I can't picture him. Dr. Chase Meridian.
Chase Meridian.
Dr. Chase Meridian.
Wow.
It's culture.
Wow.
That movie is insane.
Was Uma Thurman in that one too?
No, that was Batman and Robin.
And Robin.
With Chris O'Donnell, who, by the way, is dead. He passed away this morning. He passed away this morning.
Chris O'Donnell. Remember when he was like...
The hottest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm slapping my thighs.
I bet he has a hairy hole. You know he does.
No, I bet. Don't fight me on it.
Honestly,
I bet the only thing that is hairy about him is his hole.
I think otherwise he's complete.
You remember? Wait. So when we went to that Comic Con thing, what was that? Flame Con. There was somebody there. One of the vendors had drawn up all these like hot like pictures of like superheroes, and I got so horny for these pictures that I bought a bunch of them.
And there was one of Chris O'Donnell.
You should have jerked off before you went.
I know. I should have jacked off before I went, or else I wouldn't have spent literally $75 on a picture of like Nightwing, but with his chest showing. But the pictures are amazing.
Uh-huh. They're beautiful pictures.
They're gorgeous pictures.
Illustrations.
Yeah, come on.
Of course. But I should have come first. But there was one really good picture of Chris O'Donnell, and he looked so hot. And I was like, wow, he was hot. End of thought. Next.
Always jerk off.
Christian Bale.
And doesn't do it for me.
I don't like the body transformations. It's too chaotic.
I can't picture him.
Really? I don't love his face.
I can't.
I don't like his face either, but the bod is something else when it wants to be.
For me, it's all about face.
Yeah, all about face for me.
Next.
One more.
Jimmy Stewart. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I would love to like just put his legs behind his head and just leave the room. And make him beg for it.
Cole, come back, Cole.
The theme of this episode from Cole is that he leaves. He just abandons.
Yeah.
You are a fucking tease.
I love to tease. I love edging.
Huh?
You're tearing up.
Can I say, I want to give Bowen props.
Yeah.
Because I actually think it's odd that we discussed me as doing my performance before as the porn star actress, and we haven't commended Bowen on his fabulous sketch, The Actress Starring Emma Stone,
that he
co-wrote with Julio Torres.
Did you see that?
Yes.
That was funny.
I loved, I shared, I liked, I shared.
I was, yes.
I feel that she could win an Emmy for that.
I told you this, but speak on this. She would do takes and then we would just like look at each other and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
She's real.
She's really fucking talented. She deserves that Oscar. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever called it into question before, but I was just like, I didn't even see La La Land,
but I loved her in The Favorite.
I love La La Land.
She was fantastic in The Favorite.
And I love The Favorite. I think she gave the best performance in The Favorite. I really do.
I think she's the protagonist.
She 100% is the protagonist, and I thought she gave the most difficult performance and the most like
I gotta see La La Land.
You gotta see La La Land.
I truly do. It's actually hold up culture number
41. Emma Stone gave the best performance in La La Land.
Wow.
The actress was really fun. And it was just me and Julio just clackety clacking.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like this thing of like, well, where should this go? And it was just like, let's just write it.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, she should have a voiceover throughout the whole thing that talks through her process.
She slay.
And then we're just like, let's call back the things that she finds the bin. And that's
if you haven't seen The Actress yet, the SNL sketch that Bowen and Julio wrote, you should check it out.
It will be linked with the episode as long as well as the porn
as well as the porn reference. And if you click the wrong one, NSFW boo boo
boo boo boo.
So it is time for I Don't Think So Honey.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Okay.
With our own Cole, who has done this many times. He's been our amazing part of our live shows in the past, and of course he's a veteran of the pod, and so we're gonna do I Don't Think So Honey now. And I actually have something I thought of on the car ride on the way here, which is important and must be discussed.
Yes. Okay great. Yeah. This is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So Honey's time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, Mel C erasure. Here is the deal. When you think about the Spice Girls, you think about everyone else except Mel C, and that is disgusting. I Don't Think So Honey, if you think of the Spice Girls and the first thing you go to is Victoria Beckham. If Victoria Beckham is synonymous with the Spice Girls, I will eat my hat, because she won't even go out there and tour with them now. Currently, she's making her shoes, her brooches, her vests, her gowns. And I Don't Think So Honey. I Don't Think So Honey, Ginger left the group. If the first thing you think of when you think the Spice Girls is you see that Union Jack dress, guess what? That Union Jack dress walked its ass out of the group and therefore should not be synonymous with the group. Mel B, guess what? A twirl and a dance on Dancing with the Stars and some clackety clackin on America's Got Talent or whatever the fuck she's on is not Spice Girls, and she had nowhere near as good of a voice as Mel C. Baby Spice is just an image, honey. The singer and the voice of the Spice Girls was Mel C. Also, famously, never forget, she had the most iconic song after, which was I'd sun to you like a flower leaning toward the sun. And if you don't know that, I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute and 8 seconds.
Mel C does not get the credit. She carried the Spice Girls.
Right. Wow. You're very right. Very true. Very true. Wow.
You can't even say anything.
No. You cannot poke holes in that at all.
Well, I was just in London. There was the guy that I was with we had breakfast at this cereal place, and there was a wall that was wallpapered with the Spice Girls, and he goes, why isn't Mel C on there? And I looked, and she was, and he just didn't see her.
Erasure.
And I was, and yeah, so erasure. Yeah, it's real.
She is invisible to the naked eye.
Yeah. I think it's because she gave.
You have
like,
to cross your eyes a little. She's magic eye. You have to cross your eyes a little bit and then back up.
Because she gave a slightly homosexual energy, I think people were like, not her.
She
like,
was queer. She was a queer icon. And I'm saying she wasn't, but like the image was.
Yes.
Oh,
was,
I was
the
like,
image
oh,
of her sportiness.
No. But she was like, yeah, she was giving you something not feminine.
Did you hear the tea about how Ginger and Mel B hooked up back in the day?
Yes.
Wait, Ginger.
Jerry
and
Halliwell and Mel B.
And Scary.
Who, by the way, Scary. That's so racist.
I know. I was totally racist.
Oh, for her to be scary?
Oh, yeah, she's scary. She has an melanin. Afro.
I thought it was something she picked because she had a larger than life personality.
No, none of them picked them. It was it was a music journalist who like assigned these names to them, and then they just adopted
like,
them.
Like, ooh, scary, because why?
Oh, well, she's wearing.
They can't even say why.
Yeah. They can't.
They're too ashamed. All right, so this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So Honey, and his time will begin now.
I Don't Think So Honey, my foreskin. I am finally over you. I used to wear you as a badge of pride.
Oh.
But now you're just getting in my goddamn way. You know what? And while we're at it, my balls, you're blocking my taint, honey. And I like my taint. It's one of my favorite parts of my body. And my balls, I don't know about you, kind of feels like you're dead weight.
Honey.
And my scrotum, oh my God, you itch too much sometimes. And sometimes I get scared about what's going on down there. Everything's fine. I'm being tested. But it's just, there's just a lot of business going on down there. Mm-hmm. And if it could all go... But if it could all go, I would just do the surgery tomorrow. But my foreskin is just getting in the way. I start to feel self-conscious about it now. Maybe I'll come back around on it soon. But right now I'm thinking, you gotta go. I don't think
Five
so,
seconds.
Honey. My foreskin, you're wrinkly, you're crazy, you're darker than the rest of my penis.
It's 1 minute. Wow.
You
know, you could get that right snipped right
I
off.
I don't think you should. I'm famously... uncut as well.
Okay, and...
Am I sitting at a table with two uncuts?
Yes,
yeah.
I think so.
I think you are. You never know.
And how does that
You never know.
You never
look
know.
You never know, so be careful what you say.
Listeners right now, look around you, okay? Look to your left, look to your right. One of those people statistically is uncut. One of those people
and now
that you're looking at is
uncut. And now it's on you
to suck it. It's on you to suck it. That dick.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, with that challenge.
Well, my problem is I don't like when a lot of guys fetishize the foreskin.
Yes.
And then they're like all over it. And I'm like, just treat it like a, just treat me like
a regular dick.
Please.
Treat me like a regular boy. Treat me like a regular boy.
Jimmy Buffett?
Would be a really.
Patti LuPone. You said it.
Treat me like a regular boy.
You need Patti. To take like a 1 hour and perfect a Patti LuPone impression because you have it.
I know I have it. I have the warble. Oh!
And it's just, it's some, maybe it's the Long Island thing because mm-hmm. she's also.
Nicole, are we getting a peek into the process? It takes an hour usually to nail down some sort of character affect.
I just think like that's all it would take him.
Yes, of course.
Is an
that's
hour.
All it would take
yes,
me.
Yes, yes. Great. I agree.
This okay, is Cola Scola's. Okay, I don't think so, honey.
If
what,
someone else
what?
Has done this already, cut me off and I'll start over.
I hate it when people do this when they ask, has someone else done this? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. We hate this. Okay. Everything okay. you just did, we hate.
Okay. Wow.
Listen, this is Cola Scola's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Paper straws.
Oh,
oh my God. Because if you don't drink it fast enough, that straw will dissolve. And look, I've got one right now. Now I can't get these last sips up. I would have better luck pouring this on my ball sack and sucking it out of the wrinkles in my balls than I would getting it out of this cup with this fucking paper straw. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
30 seconds.
And like, okay, you care about the environment. You don't want animals to choke on plastic. But guess what? You know, you care about sea creatures that much? Stop eating seafood.
Stop it.
Stop eating seafood.
Stop it.
Okay?
Yeah.
15 seconds.
There don't buy go. Water bottles.
Oh.
Give me a fucking plastic straw, okay?
Give me one.
I would, please. And I still have 7 seconds. So
five
you know
seconds.
What? And you know what? My dad, by the way, fought in Vietnam.
And that's 1 minute. Your dad didn't fight in Vietnam.
He did. Yes, he did.
So that we could have this fucking paper
thank
straw.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't disagreeing. With
imagine
you.
If Matt was like,
your dad
liar.
Didn't fight in Vietnam. Both of you are fucking dumb because you're white and your dad did not fight in Vietnam, you fucking liars. Draft Dodger, white.
Oh my God.
Both of you stupid. I sit here with two stupid, uncut people. Two stupid, uncut white people.
Stupid, uncut white people.
Two uncuts and a cut.
It's because my foreskin isn't strong enough to be like pulled over and yanked on, and so it just hurts when people do that.
They
tug at it and they're like,
oh Jesus!
It's just
hey, yeah. Stop tugging.
There you go.
Everyone.
Rule of culture number 178.
Stop tugging. Maybe stop tugging is a good title of app.
Stop tugging. I like stupid uncut white.
Uncut white.
Stupid uncut white. Whatever.
Stupid uncut white.
I mean, this
what an app.
This was fun.
The hilarious.
I didn't like the last one, but this one I like.
The last one, you know, who cares?
I'm so nervous.
You were not.
I was.
Stupid.
You were about to go on a date.
I was.
You think that was preoccupying you?
No.
No. You were nervous to do the show?
Of course.
And why?
Because you guys are so rude.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, we're very rude.
Everyone knows it.
Yes.
Everyone talks about it.
We're two cunts.
Last night at the show, you had 50 comedians.
Mm-hmm. All 60,
we were talking.
Actually, we overbooked it wildly.
Well, all anyone could talk about backstage was like, that email was rude. Like, he looked at me weird. It was just,
Yes, yes.
What we like to do is create a negative, toxic, potentially dangerous space for many people in the community and invite as many people as we can to share in that toxicity
to display
so that
it.
Everyone knows to feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think and we succeeded.
Works.
And it works.
And it works. Okay.
Well, I feel toxic and bad.
I feel toxic and bad, but oh, I love our guests so much.
We love our guests.
This is a fantastic
I love
episode.
You.
And you can
Thanks.
Find them on Tinder Gold.
Tinder Gold.
Tinder Gold. Swipe right and call in for your chance for 2 free tickets.
To Paris.
To Paris.
We end with a song.
We end with a song.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Do you not know this song?
I don't know it as well.
Life is a cabaret, old charm. Life is a cabaret charm. Oh, and God. I love a cabaret.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.